This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the morning run continues. Julian Ng, Tan Chung Han and myself, Sharad Quinton, with the top business stories of the day. We go first to a city across the straits, Jakarta. The incumbent Jakarta governor, Basuki Cahaya Purnama, or Ahok as he's known, conceded defeat in the gubernatorial vote yesterday. The winner is Anies Baswedan, said to be a moderate, but who courted extremist groups like Front Pembela Islam in his campaign to get power in the capital city of Indonesia. On the line to help us understand what's going on there and its implications for markets and the economy, Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia of Aberdeen Assets.
Now, good morning, Bharat. All right, so let's get your initial thoughts on the Jakarta elections here. Looks like the Indonesian capital will get a new governor. Was this a surprise to you?
Morning. Actually, not really. This was the second governor sort of like elections this year. The first round basically saw Ahok leading on the polls at the race, and it was trailed very closely by Anies. And then towards this second elections yesterday, the polls were pretty much very neck and neck. But what was surprising was yesterday's results, which was Anies won by a high margin of 15%. That was actually a surprise because we were expecting a very thin margin between the two candidates.
So given the margin of that victory there, you know, how does this influence your overall outlook on Indonesia?
I think more importantly, it generally sets the tone for future provisional elections and also the presidential elections that come for Indonesia in 2019. As you know, Ahok was sort of a very close friend of Jokowi himself. He was his deputy when Jokowi was actually the mayor of Jakarta. So being Jakarta, the key spot for infrastructure development, a key focus for Jokowi, now not having his best friend kind of like, derails him slightly going forward.
Question. Now, of course, we also have the fact that Prabowo Subianto, the loser in the last presidential elections, was backing Anies Baswedan. Is he the biggest winner in this contest?
Yes, undoubtedly so. I guess there's a bit of a little win for Prabowo since he lost the presidential election in 2014. And I'm sure, he's trying to use this to make a comeback potentially for the 2019 presidential election.
And Bharat, from an economic viewpoint and the viewpoint of the future policies of Jokowi, which has been, at least we're told, quite liberal and quite progressive, would this put a mar on concerns about ethnic tensions, and because this is a card that has been played very highly in the elections, would this really hold back Indonesia's march forward?
I guess yes, you can say a little bit of that. I guess it was also a very divisive election, very polarizing. And it was drawn among racial lines that actually led to Anies' clear win at the on the election day. But I guess it all really depends on what Jokowi's next steps are going to be. And obviously, Ahok, there's been rumors about him circulating to be championing the anti-corruption agency, which is actually directly appointed by the president. So I wouldn't take this entirely negative. Ahok is obviously a very close friend of Jokowi, and he's clear in his policies to ramp out corruption. And he does have a decent track record. So I won't completely remove Ahok from the picture entirely.
Now, Bharat, moving beyond the person, now let's kind of look at policy with Ahok. He won favor among the foreign business community given his record in infrastructure projects and also, trying to make government processes more efficient. Now, on the other side, what do we know about Anies's policy platform?
Anies was actually the former education minister. His background is very much on education. Obviously, I guess, he managed to ring up a lot of on policies on literacy and education and also weed out the unemployment among youth in Indonesia. So he's obviously going to champion that. His deputy, Sandy Uno, is obviously a, a businessman. He has, you know, championed a few companies in the past, and his competence is very much on doing, you know, ease of doing business in Jakarta. He's obviously, I've sat down with him, and he's very close to just basically working with Jokowi and making sure that business moves on. And I guess personally, I don't think his intention is to derail infrastructure development that has been a huge success in the previous administration.
But nevertheless, he is on the other side of the political aisle and across from Jokowi. So, you know, does this win present more headwinds for, say, Jokowi's overall reform agenda? You know, what kind of reaction can we expect from the national government?
I think short term is clearly negative. You know, investors are definitely going to be sitting on the sidelines temporarily to see what are the policies that the new administration will bring up. But I think in the mid to long term, you know, the President Jokowi, he's relatively very smart, and I guess he's going to play his chessboards pretty well, you know, in framing policies and pushing the infrastructure, which he seems still very keen to make Indonesia as progressive as it's been in the last 3 to 4 years.
Thank you very much. That was Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia with Aberdeen Assets. We'll be back with more business news after this at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.